This is Full Throttle Racing with Kane on FM Talk 106.5, the most comprehensive racing report on the radio. From the dirt to the dragway, from karts to NASCAR, if it's racing, it's covered. Here's our host, racetrack announcer and race car driver Kane, with a Full Throttle Racing report.
Good morning, everyone. It's Full Throttle Racing with Kane on FM Talk 106.5, and what a big show we have for you today. Scheduled to be on from TNT, ESPN, currently with Speed Channel. It's Ralf Shaheen, and we're going to talk everything from NASCAR to Supercross. He's the co-owner and publisher of National Speed Sport News. This guy is all about racing, and we're thrilled to have him on today. Also, hey, this is the last race of the chase finally here, and there's so many great stories going into this race. Gordon and Boyer, Johnson and Keselowski, Dustin Long from SI.com. And USAtoday.com will handle it all. And then we have a huge today racing RC car race benefit in Hobbytown, USA for our good friend Red, who's battling the final stages of cancer. We have got autographed items from Talladega, Kevin Harvick, Bobby Allison, Tony Stewart, tickets from Mobile International Speedway, also tickets from Five Flag Speedway for the opener night. And it's going to be a big event. We'll let you know all about that. And on the air right now with us from Five Flag Speedway, Tim Bryant. And first of all, Tim, you've got a busy day here getting ready for the 45th annual Snowball Derby, and now it's Snowball Derby Preview Day. Good morning.
Good morning, Kane, and it is going to be a busy day, and always a pleasure to get it started with Full Throttle. Also, I want to congratulate you. I'm a huge fan of Ralf Shaheen. He's a great broadcaster.
Oh, yeah.
I think it's awesome that you got him on your show.
Oh, he's great. It's just getting he is so busy, tying him down sometimes, but Ralf is a great guy and so much to talk about, and he's had a great career starting off of New York and everything he's done. So, yeah, definitely will be a great show with Ralf. Well, let's talk about the great show coming up, and gosh, can you believe about a couple of weeks now? The 45th annual Snowball Derby. You've got Kyle Benjamin and a few other people that have tested this past week. More testing going on, but that's what today's about, getting most of the people out there who don't want to spend private testing, or you're probably going to see a lot of those local guys there today, aren't you?
Yeah, we've already got some lined up at the gate, and of course, it's going to be a great day here. All the divisions are welcome, from the Bombers and Sportsmen, Open Wheel Modifieds, Super Stocks, of course, the Alan Turner Pro Late Models and the Super Late Models as well. I'll be practicing today. It's going to be a long day. We're going to give them plenty of track time, rotate them out. It's not necessary that a guy be here first thing in the morning. He's not going to miss anything. We'll be rotating the different divisions all day long. Pit admission is $15, and, of course, grandstand admission is free, so we're hoping to have a lot of fans come out today over the course of the day and kind of check out the action as well. We'll go until 8 o'clock tonight.
Oh, and it's going to be huge. This is if there's any time to go test, this is the day to do it. And like you said, all local divisions. And you did something special. Actually, you had a cutoff time for the early entry, but you've extended it to today.
Well, we did. And, of course, we want to make it as easy on the local guys as we can. We also realized that a lot of guys wanted to come out and shake their cars down today, make sure everything was good to go before they spent the money on entry. So we kept the early entry deadline through today.
Oh.
So we're expecting a lot of guys to fill in those entry blanks. By the way, early next week we'll be posting our Bomber and Sportsman Super Stock and Modified entry lists as well on our website, snowballderby.com.
Well, you've got a lot of those, NASCAR names. We got to talk about David Reagan coming back. Obviously, you've got Stephen Wallace coming back. And the big one, you got Kyle Busch back. Have you talked to those guys? Are they ready to come and try to get that trophy again?
Well, they're really anxious. One guy that you didn't mention that's going to be a real contender is Landon Castle, who has run very well here before, was a couple of laps away from winning a couple of years ago, only to yield way to Johanna Long. That was 2010.
Yeah.
Landon has on his bucket list a Snowball Derby victory and a Tom Dawson Trophy. Kyle Busch, of course, he's got a Tom Dawson Trophy, just testament to the competitor that that guy is. He wants another one. He knows he's going to have to beat the best of the best, and gosh, obviously, he don't shy away from competition.
Well, 45th annual Snowball Derby, again, for people who might not be familiar with it, I don't know how, if they listen to the show, we talk about it so much, but we got people all over the world that listen online at usfdracing.org and listen to the show. What is so special about this? There's so much history and so much prestige. When I talk to drivers like Augie Grill last weekend, he says, come on, it's a Snowball Derby. Like, hello, you know what it is.
You know, the jury's out on how the Derby has grown into what it's turned into. You know what? Our good friend Bob Diller from from Speed Channel and Speed51.com tells me the buzz in the garage area at Phoenix was about Snowball Derby. That's just crazy. But it is a big short track event, and a lot of things have attributed to that event that Tom Dawson started in 1968. Number one tradition, you mentioned, this will be the 45th straight year. Almost unheard of in short track racing. Short tracks over periods of time will go through cycles. Sometimes many tracks have closed and reopened, what have you. And Five Flags is no different. The track actually sat idle in 1998, but the Derby went on. Mm-hmm. And you know, the other thing is the events got more popular. Our fan base here along the Gulf Coast has really embraced it, and people come, they spend the weekend, they camp out, they just genuinely have a good time. And, of course, the large crowds, the racers, that attracts racers, too. They love to come to Pensacola because they know there'll be a good Snowball Derby crowd.
And there's nowhere else to really race during that time period, you know, the first week of December, last couple days of November. And I tell you what, as a local driver, the buzz about the Snowball Derby kicked in about August. I mean, everyone's already talking about teams getting sponsorship ready and all that. So it's exciting for our Hurricane Motorsports guys. I can tell you, I'll be the only one driving this year. We had some issues with some of the other drivers last year, didn't want to compete. And poor Rusty Powell Sr. says, that race is just too rough. I'm too old. I don't want to go over there and do it.
Well, I tell you, you know, one thing that's important for us to convey to the local racers is this is their Snowball Derby, too.
Absolutely.
Thursday night, the Snowball Derby kicks off with the Butler U-Pullet Bomber portion of the Snowball Derby. So each guy that wins gets a Snowball Derby trophy, and, you know, we think it's important that they know that, and obviously most of them do. As you said, they've been preparing for the last two or three months getting ready for this event. And the other thing I think that adds to the lure of the Snowball Derby, Kane, is just the fact that people know they're going to get a pretty fair shake when they come to Pensacola to race. I mean, you know, from procedures to rules and everything else, we try to do our best job to make sure guys know what we expect, and then we enforce that. And most of them appreciate it. It's a race where a lot of guys will try to cross the line to get an edge, and sometimes we think they probably get away with that. Who knows? It maybe isn't absolute bulletproof, but you know, there's been a few times when guys have crossed that edge and went home a little disenchanted as well.
That's good. Well, Kyle Busch is one of those guys, wasn't
he? Is one of those guys. His car was disqualified a few years ago. Yeah. Actually, someone else was behind the wheel for him trying to get it in a race. He was going to drive it on Sunday, and came through last chance race. The quarter panel heights were off, and you know, it was disallowed. So, you know, nobody's exempt from rules. That's we feel pretty strongly about that.
Oh, yeah. When you go over to the Five Flag Speedway, the Room of Doom and Ricky Brooks, I mean, when he has T-shirts made that says, I survived the Room of Doom, you know it's something special.
Well, you know, and, you know, we certainly don't take light of those situations.
Right.
I mean, it's a serious business, but at the same time, we like guys to know, you know, that there can be some humor in all of that.
Yeah.
At the end of the day, you know, our favorite saying is, and it's posted in our tech shed, it is what it is. You know, whether how serious or how humorous it may be, you know, an inch is an inch, and a centimeter is a centimeter.
Yeah, that's true. Well, as fans, if you want to come, you still got seats available, but they're going pretty quick. We only got a couple of weeks left.
Ticket sales are doing very well. We still have some reserve seats left for fans still on the fence. It's not too late. And by the way, our ticket office is going to be open today from 10 a.m. until 2 p.m. for anybody that wants to come out, maybe watch some laps of practice and get their Snowball Derby ticket.
Well, it's going to be great. Obviously, FiveFlagSpeedway.com is the website, and we'll have you on continuing all the way up to the Snowball Derby and through it. So, Tim, as always, we appreciate you coming on show and being a part of the Full Throttle experience this morning.
Well, we appreciate the opportunity. It's always a pleasure. Look forward to having Hurricane Motorsports in the house next Thursday night, and hopefully everybody can come and enjoy a great weekend.
Well, thanks, Tim. We can't wait to be a part of it as well. Hang on. More racing to continue. Still scheduled, Raf Shaheen from TNT, ESPN, and Speed Channel. We're going to try to get him on the air. Dustin Long with SI.com and USAtoday.com in a huge remote control race behind Hobbytown USA in Mobile, Alabama. It's going to be one of the biggest events, and we're going to tell you about it next with one of the drivers. Hang on. It's Full Throttle Racing with Kane on FM Talk 106.5. Hey, welcome back to the show. It's Full Throttle Racing with Kane on FM Talk 106.5. Later today, podcast at usfdracing.org. And that, of course, is United States Fire Department Racing. Our Hurricane Motorsports team has teamed up with them and racing for volunteer fire departments around the country, raising awareness and money. And it's been a great cause for sure. Another great cause going on today. As soon as I get back from New Orleans, I'm going to go straight over to Hobbytown, USA. Excited about this race. It's a big event. And one of the drivers, Little Brian Davis, is on the phone with us. And Brian, welcome back to the show.
Hey, man.
Hey, man, I appreciate you coming back. We had you on last weekend talking about remote control racing and the off-season. A lot of the drivers in the big cars, if you will go back into RC racing like I do. Love it. A lot of family fun. But today we're helping one of our own out. And tell us a little bit about what's happening in Hobbytown, USA today.
There's a guy who's hung out at the off-road track and the on-road track for probably close to 20 years now. His name is, we call him Red. Basically, he's taking care of the track, made sure it stayed clean, the facilities and everything, worked on the track, made sure it was ready for everybody to race on. And unfortunately, he has kidney cancer, and he is in the final stages of his battle with it. So we are holding a charity event. And all the proceeds raised this weekend will go to Red's family.
And what's great is Red is such a great Christian man, and he has such great words of advice. I know from the little kids up to the grandparents look up to Red, and Red is such a good human being, and his family is wonderful, and he's such a good just fit in the RC world and racing community. You know, when one of ours are down, we always try to help him out, and it has been amazing the support of the racing community. Just for the raffle, I know we have an autographed Tony Stewart card, autographed Bobby Allison card. We've got a Jeff Gordon diecast. At least. I know we've got a Rick Crawford diecast. We've got a racing tire signed by Bill Elliott and Chase Elliott. The American Cancer Society just gave us about 35 shirts to hand out as well and some other goodies. And Larry the Cable Guy gave us an autographed signed Mater. Now, for just a few dollars, you have an opportunity to bring your family out here, get a couple of those tickets, and maybe win some pretty cool racing memorabilia, don't you think? And beyond that, you're going to see some pretty cool racing because these guys, and I remember when I went to my first RC car race, I was blown away. Man, these guys got trailers. Look at this. And those trailers are decked out. And now you used to have one, and I mean, you can put some money in there, but it's a traveling pit stall, essentially, isn't it?
Pretty much, yeah. I mean, it was my workshop. I mean, I didn't even unpack whenever I got home. It stayed in the backyard when I wanted to work on my cars. That's where I went. Most guys go to a garage to work on their race car. I sat in my pit trailer and worked on them.
Yeah, and the thing is there's always, these cars have so much, they're like real cars, they're just on a smaller version, so you can dial them in from camber to shocks and springs and all that. What kind of racing will we see today at Hobbytown, USA, Airport and Schillinger?
It's going to be an off-road race. Mm-hmm. There is a full-blown off-road track. There's a dirt oval. You'll see 1/18 scale sprint cars, 1/10 scale sprint cars, late models. You'll see off-road buggies, off-road trucks, short course trucks, pretty much if it runs on dirt, it's going to be out there. Yeah. And we've got guys who have raced over the years who have quit, left the hobby, are actually coming back out for this event, building cars, scrounging together what they can, whatever they can do to support Red.
Yeah, and that's the thing, and that's what it's all about. And again, we have prayers and thoughts, and we're so thankful to the American Cancer Society and, you know, all these racetracks. Talladega's got us an autographed Kevin Harvick hat and a big, big bag of goodies. And again, thank you to Mobile International Speedway. They're giving us 4 tickets to the ARCA race. Five Flag Speedway giving us 4 tickets to the opening race, which will be the Wing Sprint Cars next March. So lots of good things. Just a great family fun. And hey, holiday shopping kicking in. You can get everything you want at Hobbytown, USA, or more than likely, you can find some good deals with some of these racers back here today, can't you?
Oh, yeah. There's just about always somebody has something for sale. And really, if you want to get into racing cheap, that's probably the best way to go because, I mean, you know, it's tested equipment, it's ready to go.
Well,
it's just like full scale. I mean, you see a lot of guys buying used race cars and throwing them on the track, and that's how they get started.
Yeah, and well, and the thing is it's so much fun for the family. I know your son, how old is your son?
He's 8.
8 years old. He's already racing. And like we said last week, he can't wait for the chili cook-off to race in it. So that's awesome. But, you know, it's a really cool way to get started. Again, it's at Hobbytown USA. Now, what time does the thing start today? And what are we, you know, like what kind of time frame are we looking at?
The registration is going to be at 5 and the racing is going to be at 6.
Okay, so we'll be out there a good part of the evening. If you're out cruising around, you definitely want to come check it out. Again, obviously, the website, GoDaddy had some issues this week, but we're working on getting it back on. What is the website? When will it be back up, if we know?
I'm hoping it'll be back up today.
Okay.
It is mobilercracing.com.
Okay, and of course, it has all the information there. And you can look us up on Facebook, too. Where at?
It's Mobile RC Racers.
Okay, okay. Well, it's going to be a great event. And Little Brian, I know you've got to get out there and get the track set up. Obviously, we're going to be thinking and praying for Red, and I know it's going to be a great day today. So make sure to bring all the kids out and really check this event out. And again, for just a few dollars, you have an opportunity to get some amazing racing memorabilia and some goodies from so many other people. So we appreciate everyone that's donated and been a part of this. And Little Brian, we'll see you at the track tonight for sure.
All right, man. See you guys out there.
Still so much more to come on the show. Standing by, Dustin Long with SI.com and USAtoday.com. So are you a betting person? You think Boyer's going to go ahead and take out Gordon? Is that the story of the race? Or is it that Keselowski has to finish at least 15th or better for Johnson not to take his sixth title? We'll find out next. Also, standing by, trying to get him on the phone right now, Ralph Shaheen from TNT, ESPN, and currently with Speed Channel. Hopefully we can get him on this morning, talking some NASCAR, some Supercross, and all sorts of goodies. We ain't done yet. It's Full Throttle Racing with Kane on FM Talk 106.5. Hey, welcome back to the show. It's Full Throttle Racing with Kane on FM Talk 106.5. And again, podcast later today at usfdracing.org. And that's the United States Fire Department. We've teamed up with them racing to bring awareness and funds to the many volunteer fire departments all over the country that need a little extra help. So we're thrilled to be a part of that. And what an exciting weekend. It comes down to it, man. This is going to be great. NASCAR, talking with Dustin Long with SI.com and USAtoday.com and with so many other different places he writes for. Dustin, good morning and welcome back to the show.
Hey, how's it going?
Great. Now, I saw pictures of Keselowski and Johnson at this press conference earlier this week, and I guess they're playing some mind games. I didn't get a chance to see it on Speed, but I've had everyone on Facebook talking about it. What was that like, and what are they talking about? What kind of mind games are going on here? Because Keselowski, according to you and your SI.com latest article, well, he has to kind of be level-headed in the biggest race that he's going into.
Well, I mean, that's kind of what Jimmy said the other day, was that, you know, for as cool and calm, as collected as Brad may be, the point is at some point, you know, leading up to Sunday's race, or even during Sunday's race, that the moment, the magnitude of what he could achieve is going to hit him. But it's not just on Brad. It's also, as Jimmy said, it's also on all the crew guys. It's on it's on the tire changers, the fuel guy, the engineer, the crew chief, anybody who has anything to do with it, because in essence, you know, they understand that, you know, potentially one mistake could cost them a season's worth of work and cost them a championship. So you know, that becomes the challenge, and everybody faces it and everybody feels it in each their own different way. And Jimmy stated that the other day, and just a matter of how you handle the stress, how you handle you know, things that have happened, and how do you move forward.
Well, you know, what is it, 20 points that separate the two leaders going into Homestead, is that correct?
Yes.
Okay, and then, again, if I'm understanding right, Keselowski has to finish 15th or better. So, Jimmy Johnson has to just...
And that's something he's done 11 consecutive races.
Wow, yeah. How is he at this track?
Well, I mean, his record isn't as good as Jimmy's, but he hasn't raced there as long, and he hasn't always been in the best equipment there. So, but if you look back at history, but if you look at this season, at the mile and a half, Brad's been very strong. They've had the speed. They also have the fuel mileage figured out. And, you know, Brad has said, you know, the last few weeks that he thought Phoenix would be, of the last three races, would be the tougher one of the three, but he thought Texas and Homestead, he would be as good or better than Jimmy, and certainly at Texas, you know, they battled for the lead in the final laps, and, you know, if it gets to something like that, you know, there's nothing Jimmy can do, because he's not going to win the championship if they're battling for the lead in the final laps at Homestead.
Well, the other big story, obviously, is the Jeff Gordon and Clint Boyer incident, and so many great 5-hour energy videos I've seen. with him running towards the trailer to Gordon to confront him, and they're making commercials out of him. Facebook's had some people that have lots of time on their hands. You said something really interesting, and you were very vocal about it, I think. I saw you all over the news. You were walking with Gordon, and you were talking and in doing a lot of the interviews on a lot of national stations. Let me ask you, your opinion is that he should be parked this weekend.
I felt like he should have been parked, and I think I go back to what NASCAR did in parking Kyle Busch at Texas last year after the truck incident with Ron Hornaday. Now, and obviously in that situation, it was Hornaday and Kyle made contact, yellow came out, and then Kyle chased Hornaday down under caution and then put him in the wall. You know, some people say, well, that was under caution, he chased him down, that was a little different, and I asked the question, how is it different from what Jeff did, is that he tried to get Clint Bowyer back and at one point and essentially missed and kind of got out of the groove and slid up into the wall, slowed down, waited for Clint to come back around, and then made his attack. You know, looking back at the Texas situation last year with Kyle Busch, NASCAR said that his past indiscretions were not an overriding factor in leading to that. And certainly Jeff's built up a lot of good credit. Jeff certainly has not had issues on the track. But, you know, the concern is that there's a premeditation, and you saw it in the Kyle Busch situation, you saw it in the Jeff Gordon situation. You've seen NASCAR at times penalize guys when they start beating on each other, and it impacts other people.
Right.
And certainly in the incident last weekend at Phoenix, Joey Logano and Eric Almirola got collected through no fault of their own. And certainly the argument has been made by others and can be made is that by wrecking Clint Bowyer, who was third in the points at the time, and you know, at the way they were running, was only a few points behind Jimmy Johnson for second. That realistically, Gordon, in essence, while this isn't, wasn't on his mind, I'm sure, protected his teammate in helping his teammate retain second place. Clint now is further back. The difference between second and third are now second and fourth, or if Clint falls further back, second and fifth. In points in postseason prize money is significant. So, you know, there's a lot of factors involved. But at the end of the day, why did NASCAR not do it? You know, maybe they feel like that, you know, Jeff, through all his years that he's raced clean, that he deserves somewhat of a pass. I think a big reason is that if NASCAR parked Jeff Gordon, the big topic at Homestead this weekend would not be about the championship, but it would be about a driver who wasn't there, and NASCAR doesn't want that. They do not want something spoiling their grand championship season finale event. So, you know, I guess if I'm a driver, what I see then is, hey,
have at it, boys.
Last race, next to last race, I just want to do something crazy. I'm going to go do it.
Wow. See, that's amazing. Well, let me ask you, you know, it seems that more people are talking. Well, I don't want to say more, but it's almost 50-50. You think NASCAR also wants to pack the seats and see what's going to happen there between Gordon and Bowyer. Is Bowyer going to do what everyone hopes he does?
Well, I mean, you know, Bowyer could try to settle the score now, but the point also being is that, you know, with Gordon wrecking him last week and Clint was, you know, Clint still at that point had a mathematical chance of winning the championship. It was not a realistic championship, but he still had that opportunity and Gordon took it away. So Clint can either, you know, decide he may want to pay back at Homestead this weekend, or he may just say, you know what, I'm just going to put this one in the bank.
Yeah.
And when Jeff's on the verge of winning a race, or just on the verge of the championship battle, I'm going to stick his butt in the wall and say, remember Phoenix 2012.
There should be T-shirts. Remember Phoenix. Well, you got to remember, Kevin Harvick gets his win this year, too, and did it in pretty grand style.
Yeah, and I mean, certainly it was a big weekend. You know, especially after word got out a few days earlier that you know, he would be leaving Richard Childress Racing after the 2013 season, so he'll have one more season with Richard Childress Racing before moving on to, based on reports, Stuart Haas Racing in 2014, and you know, I know Richard Childress was not happy about the way the news was released and how it got out at Phoenix, and was very upset, and you know, certainly wins help, and I think it kind of smooths some things over. But obviously, you know, Childress and Harvick are not going to be together forever.
Wow, that's a good way to put it. Keselowski gets an interesting fine, and I don't know what bylaw in the NASCAR laws this was in, But, you know, he's big into tweeting. He's big into the Facebook. And he had his cell phone in the car. And first of all, how'd they find it? And what is the fine exactly? And Keselowski said he's not going to fight it. They're not going to try to overturn it. And doesn't think, you know, no big deal about having cell phones in the car is what I understand.
Well, I mean, he was fined $25,000 for having his cell phone for tweeting during it. During the red flag delay, it wasn't like he was doing it as he was racing or anything like that. And essentially, NASCAR looks at those devices as, you know, an electronic device that could potentially help a competitor. And so they outlaw that type of those types of things. It's an issue that has come up. I mean, certainly a lot was made about Brad's tweeting during the red flag at the Daytona 500. Yeah. And how Brad said he'd always kept his phone in the car because he'd had an accident years ago and was taken to a hospital and did not have the phone with him, and so that kind of created some kind of issue. So, in trying to get in touch with families and stuff like that. So, in essence, it's NASCAR trying to control it. Certainly, you know, trying to prevent. You know, I guess these electronic different devices. Okay, if you allow a cell phone, well, then where do you draw the line? How do you monitor? How do you make sure people aren't using it for certain things? And if you're going to allow a cell phone, what else are you going to allow? Well, why are you not allowing this and why are you allowing that? So NASCAR is trying to say, okay, we're just going to get rid of it all. Mm-hmm. And I certainly understand that. Here's the question: is that Brad Keselowski gets fined $25,000 for a cell phone in his car? Jeff Gordon gets fined $100,000 for wrecking Clint Boyer. Obviously, Gordon got other points with a point penalty, but on the surface, people look at it and say, "Well, what's the difference?"
Right.
You know, I mean, and just say that, you know, wow, Brad Keselowski's offense was only a quarter. You know, was only a quarter of Jeff Gordon. Shouldn't it be a greater difference than that?
Well, it'll be interesting to see what happens all this weekend and into the next season. Do you have a pick? Are you comfortable enough? I haven't seen anything out on any of your news stories who you've officially gone with.
Well, I mean, I think if you look at it, you know, 20 points is a large lead, and I think it would be, you know, basically it's going to take something to happen to Keselowski for him.
He could be in an accident, though, and then Johnson could win.
Well, somebody could wreck in front of him. I mean, just like, you know, Gordon when he wrecked Boyer last week, if you notice, the first car through was Brad Keselowski. So if that had happened differently and Keselowski got caught up in that wreck, you know, what if Boyer retaliates against Jeff Gordon and Keselowski gets clicked? Or what if somebody else retaliates? Or what if there's just something happens? Or what if the engine blows? So there's those different things. Realistically, don't expect it. And realistically, expect Keselowski to be, holding the championship trophy over his head Sunday night at Homestead.
Well, there you go. Dustin, we appreciate it. How can we keep track of you all weekend long and all the information that you'll know about?
On Twitter, at Dustin Long.
Simple enough. We can handle that. Dustin, we appreciate all the work you've done this year for us with NASCAR, and we hope to continue that good relationship into next year.
All right, man. Have a good one.
All right. Thanks a lot, Dustin. Still to come, Ralph Shaheen. Now, you know that voice from AMA Supercross Motocross. He's on Speed, been on ESPN, covered everything from NASCAR to the bikes, and we'll talk to him about racing in general and the Speed Channel and everything he does next on Full Throttle Racing with Kane. Oh, welcome back to the show. It's Full Throttle Racing with Kane on FM Talk 106.5. Now, remember, we're going to podcast the show later today on the race team's website. It's usfdracing.org, United States Fire Department Racing. We have teamed up with them this year to kind of raise awareness for the volunteer fire departments all around the country. And we've been able to do some good and raise some money for them. Excited to have this next guest on. He is the voice of AMA on Speed, the co-owner and publisher of National Speed Sport News, and he does so much from the world of outlaws. Let's go through the list really quick. NHRA drag racing from Grand Prix to NASCAR, Ralph Shaheen with the media, and it's amazing to have him on the show this morning. Ralph, good morning and welcome to the show.
Thanks, man. I appreciate you having me on.
Well, where are you this weekend? There's such a big race weekend. You've got NASCAR, you've got coming up the Formula One race, and there's so much more. Where are you hiding anywhere? Where are you at?
I'm standing in my backyard.
How awesome is that? How'd you pull that off?
Yeah, it's the first weekend in a very, very, very long time that I have had off. And, I'm standing in my backyard.
Well, that's a beautiful place to be. Let me ask you, I know you're excited. AMA starts up, I want to say, what is it, January 5th? They're going to be in Anaheim. You'll be there for that, won't you?
Yeah, that's the thing. I mean, like you say, it's my first weekend off. I don't get many throughout the course of the year. And trust me, I'm not complaining about that. It's just, it's very hectic. And this is the one little break I get, as most of the racing series that I tend to cover are off. I wrapped up my last actual race of the year that I called with the World Finals for the World of Outlaws in Charlotte.
Nice.
Now I've got a few banquet things to attend and a couple of convention-type deals like the IMUS show up in Indianapolis, that sort of deal. And then it's, man, we're flat out starting that first weekend in January.
Man.
Supercross goes 17 races in 18 weeks.
Man,
so about the time I get the Christmas lights down, it's time to go.
Wow. That's got to be, as a family man, as a father, that's got to be tough. I mean, to balance that and the career.
You know, it's not as bad as it sounds because, you know, I think you find a routine that works for you and your family no matter what it does.
Yeah.
Look, the days of the Leave It to Beaver type 9-to-5 job are pretty far out the window.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know anybody that does that, no matter what career mode you're in.
Yeah.
You got to hustle these days to make a quality living, and everybody's doing that. And I'm just lucky enough that, for me, once I'm working, that's at a racetrack. So, you know, the family gets it. It also provides some cool opportunities for the kids and the wife to come do some things with me that, you know, might not be able to do if I wasn't working in this profession. So we found a way to make it work. Unfortunately, I married a race fan and have two kids that are race fans.
Hey, that's part of it. My wife, I said there was racing before you, and there'll be racing after you. So
yeah.
And God bless her, she plays along.
right, exactly.
Hey, Ralph, you know, you do have some time off, but let's talk about how you got started. You were born in New York. How did you get into the media and where you're at the level of where you're at, Ralph?
Yeah, I was born in upstate New York in Utica, but then I was raised in Northern California. So my racing roots really come from that part of the country. So that meant, you know, sprint cars and motorcycle racing and drag racing. Those were kind of the big things, you know, out there. I didn't really get inundated with stock car racing or anything of that kind until I moved back to Charlotte, which is where I live now. You know, I had a passion for it, always wanted to be a part of it. Nobody in my family competed in it in any way, shape, or form. But I went off to college and started pursuing it. Began as a track PA announcer, working for free and you know, doing that sort of thing and taking classes in college for broadcasting. And one thing leads to another, and you get an opportunity here or there. And hopefully you're lucky enough to get those opportunities and then good enough to keep them once you get them. And that's pretty much how it worked.
Yeah.
And it started to kind of, you know, network and snowball a little bit from there. And then I moved back to Charlotte in January of 1990. And knock on wood, still employed, still going at it. And
that's right.
I think I figured out, 2013 is going to be my 25th year on live national TV, believe it or not.
That is amazing. But that's not old, everybody. You listen, that's
No,
you started when you were four.
Right. I was one of those smart kids, went to college when I was six.
Yeah, there you go. Ralph, what has been one of the biggest things that you've seen? My brother, Dustin Long, is on the show a lot. He's done some work with you as well, and you know him.
Good friend.
Yeah, and I enjoy talking with him and talking a little bit about what you've seen in the crowds at some of the tracks, not just NASCAR, but what are you seeing as far as on the backside of it? Because you're there first and you're leaving last as a broadcaster. What kind of crowds are we getting, and what needs to be done to get more people to the tracks? Aren't they doing everything they can?
Well, I mean, if you want to find the kids, come to a Supercross.
Oh, yeah.
You know, that's where they're at. There's some kids in the grandstands at NASCAR races and sprint car shows and that sort of thing. But if you really want to find them, if you want to see where they're hanging out and the jerseys that they're buying and the logos that they're wearing, go to a Supercross. Man, that's where they're at. You know, you see the same thing with the off-road stadium truck type stuff, like, you know, the Torque Series and all that kind of stuff. That's what they're into. And I think a big part of that is, you know, when I look back at it, when I was my kid's age, I had three races a year on TV.
Oh, yeah.
I got Talladega, Indianapolis, and Daytona. I got 1,500 miles of racing, and I salivated over every single lap because that's all I was going to get. Now, you know, my son can sit there and watch racing 24/7 either on TV or on the Internet. So it's got to be really good
to
grab his attention.
Right.
With some of this stuff, like a Supercross, for example, he don't even need to know who's leading or why.
He just wants to watch him take the air, yeah.
Yeah, it's just visually stimulating, you know? So, short races, fast, action all the time, in your face, here it comes, there's another one. You like that heat race, here's another one, you know, that sort of thing. And I just don't know if 500 miles works anymore. Now, it's always going to work in Indianapolis.
Oh, sure.
Because it is what it is. Yeah. It'll always work at Daytona. I don't know if some of these other races need to, or sanctioning bodies need to rethink how they structure their events to attract this younger audience.
Right, right. Well, you know, one thing that you did, you wrote on your website, RalphShaheen.com, we have a race coming up today. It's a remote control race, and it's for a benefit for a good friend of ours who has in the final stages battling cancer. And you have a great...
Thank you for that.
Yeah, and God bless him. Red is an amazing man. But you know what? I tell you, Talladega Speedway and so many people have come together for this auction or raffle. We've got autographs from Tony Stewart, Jeff Gordon, Kevin Harvick, Larry the Cable Guy, Bobby Allison. So we're really trying to raise money. It's at the Hobby Town here in Mobile. But you had a great story about you and your son about these Trax/radio-controlled truck. That's the one I'm racing, by the way. Your article made me go get one. But talk about what you guys had with the experience and that kind of racing, because that's a lot of fun, isn't it?
Oh, they're gas. You know, I mean, that's the cool thing about all the stuff that's out there now. There's so much stuff to do.
Yeah.
You know, and so many ways that you can get involved in racing and motorsports on so many different levels. And I got, you know, as a kid, I always, you know, you'd see those radio controlled things. You know,
yeah.
And they look like there'd be a lot of fun, but man, here's a lot of work and this, that, and the other thing.
And,
you know, I've never been the hands on kind of guy. You know, if I'm getting the oil changed, I'm going to Jiffy Lube, right?
Yeah, there you go, brother. I got you.
So, you know, I never really started messing with that sort of stuff. But then with Supercross, all of a sudden Traxxas is out there and a whole bunch of these other companies that are making the modern-day version of these radio-controlled cars.
Oh,
and they look so neat. They made it look like so much fun. And I had a chance to try one, and I got one, and my son, who at the time when we got it was 4, even he could do it.
Oh, yeah.
You know? And no problem. I mean, running this thing that's capable of 40, 50 miles an hour all over the yard and jumping stuff, head on into a tree, no big deal. The tree took a bigger hit than the truck did.
Yeah,
you know?
That's awesome.
So all of those vehicles, whichever company you're looking at, man, they're fantastic. And it's a great way to, you know, for fathers and mothers to get out there with their kids and do some stuff and have a good time. And you can take them everywhere with you. So, yeah, I highly recommend checking those things out. You're going to have fun with that today.
Oh, I guarantee it. Ralph, who's going to make a better champion in NASCAR? Is it going to be Brad Keselowski, the man who gets fined for texting and tweeting and his cell phone in the car? Or is it the 6-time champion, Jimmy Johnson? And what would be better for NASCAR?
Well, you know, here's what I'm going to tell you about Jimmy. Pay close attention to what you're saying.
Yeah.
Really absorb it. Because
you're
probably never going to see it again in your lifetime.
That's true.
It's like Michael Jordan, you know. I mean, what we're watching between Jimmy and Chad Knaus on that race team is historical. And it's really worth paying attention to. I have known Jimmy going all the way back to his Mickey Thompson days when he barely was a teenager. He is a great kid. He's a great family man. He's a good guy. He's a wonderful champion. And he probably doesn't get all of the credit he deserves for being the driver that he really is. Of course, he's paired up with a fantastic team and a tremendous crew chief, but he's a heck of a wheelman. So absorb all that. You can never go wrong with Jimmy Johnson as your champion.
But well,
Brad Keselowski right now will probably be fantastic for NASCAR as a spokesperson, as a champion.
Younger generation.
Yeah, because of all the things you just mentioned. The Twitter and all that and the image and the younger guy. And not that Jimmy's all that old, but, you know, I think Brad will definitely reach out and cross over some of those boundaries, and NASCAR could use that.
Well, I tell you, Ralph, I know you have a very coveted weekend off, so we appreciate you just taking a few minutes to come on the show. And even Tim Bryant, the promoter of Five Flag Speedway with the 45th annual Snowball Derby, you talked to him earlier on the show. He was so excited. He couldn't wait to hear you because he's a big fan of you too, Ralph.
Oh, that's great. Listen, that's a fantastic event down there, and I mean, I wish I could get down and take that in. I've been down and done races at that facility before. Mm. It's a great track, and that's a tremendous event. Boy, if you like short track stock car racing, that's a bucket list event for sure.
Well, I tell you what, we've got three bombers that we race over there. I already told Dillner last year he can have a ride, but you beat him down here, Ralph. I got you covered, brother.
Dude, hey, be careful what you offer.
Hey, we'll take care of it. Ralph, I appreciate you coming on board. Enjoy that fun weekend away, and maybe down the road we'd love to try to get you back on the show.
Anytime. Tell your brother Dustin I said hello.
I'll do it. And there you go. That's Ralph Shaheen from the Speed Channel and so many other different places. We appreciate him coming on board. And, man, what a cool interview and a great family man. He's made it work out, and that's going to do it, man. That's what it's all about. Today, please come out to Hobbytown, USA. I want to invite you all to the benefit race one more time. We've got goodies from Kevin Harvick signed from Talladega Speedway, 4 tickets to the ARCA race coming up at Mobile International Speedway. And don't forget about Five Flag Speedway giving us tickets for their season opener with the Wing Sprint Cars. That is huge, and there's going to be a huge bake sale. Remote control cars are going to be raffled away, planes. This is a big event to raise money for a good friend of ours who is in the final stages of cancer. Red, we love you, and we hope to see you tonight, 5 p.m. It starts at Hobbytown, USA. God bless you all, and we'll see you next weekend.
If you'd like to be featured on Full Throttle Racing with Kane, email us at fullthrottleracingwithkane@yahoo.com, and they may have you and your race team on the air. Join us again next Saturday morning from 8 to 9 a.m. for another hour of local and national racing news on Full Throttle Racing with Kane on FM Talk 106.5.